Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the nation's capital, this is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS with Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen. Interesting guests, intriguing topics, and your phone calls at 718-506-1944. The Burke Allen Show is a presentation of Allen Media Strategies, online at allenmediastrategies.com. Now, celebrating his third decade behind the mic, here's Burke Allen.
Thanks for listening today, wherever you are in the world. If you'd like to be a part of the program, that number again is 718-506-1944. Patty Thor is our guest today. She's a stay-at-home mom of four, and now an author, speaker, and entrepreneur, which just makes me tired thinking about all that. Hi, Patty.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine. Now, you do all of these things, but you didn't start off doing all of these things. You say that you always wanted to be, a stay-at-home mom, but you started off with a career in the computer field. So tell me about that. What made you decide to leave the corporate grind and come home and take care of the youngins?
Well, I like I said, I always wanted to be a mom. I just thought that was really, really a special thing to do. And then when I graduated high school, there was no guy. I ended up going to college and actually loved it. I went into the corporate world, was very successful as an engineer and then a data processing supervisor. And then I was like, well, do I really want to stay at home? And decided, well, that I was going to follow my dreams. And I did. And I tell you, it wasn't easy. It was a really, really tough road, Burke. The advantage of being out in the work world is that you have adults to talk to.
Sure.
And when you're at home, you're with the kids, and a lot of times my husband would come home finding me, and I started with twins, by the way.
Oh my!
Find me and the twins crying, and and I thought, you know, I got to learn something, and I started doing more investigating on parenting and how to be a good parent. So.
And you've actually written a book now about your experiences in sort of leaving the corporate world and being a stay-at-home mom. And the book title I thought was fantastic. It's Radical Giver, but there's a subtitle that I want you to share with our listeners.
It's Secrets to Raising Amazing Kids Without Being a Perfect Parent. Burke, I was in no way a perfect parent. And yet my kids, who are now 16, 18, 21, and 21, I get compliments all the time. From educators, bosses, Julie Carrier, she's a Emmy-nominated, she was on the TV show Made, where she worked with kids all the time, and she knows my three daughters, and she says, Patty, you have got to write a book, because you have done some things really right.
I know she said some things, because we can't do everything right, and I think
exactly.
Lots of times as parents we tend to beat ourselves up for opportunities missed or things that didn't get done. The book talks about these secrets. Share a couple of secrets or strategies, if you will, for moms and dads who are listening today.
Okay. Well, first of all, what I want to say to you is you don't have to be a perfect parent. My kids are amazing, and I was in no way, shape or form, a perfect parent. But I do talk about some secrets in the book of what you can give to your child, because as a radical giver, I have learned that to be successful, you must give. And so I teach you how to give acceptance, courage, discipline in the athletic sense, forgiveness, justice, perspective. I have an example where my daughter got to go to a inner city school, and that perspective coming from a central PA college town was a totally life-changing perspective shift for her. And because I was giving her options to see things from a different perspective, it grew her up quicker in that sense.
As folks listen to the program today, Patty, online, and by the way, our guest is Patty Thor, who's written a fantastic book on parenting called Radical Giver. If they're listening live online right now, we are in the throes of this very sensational trial in South Florida, this horrible story of Casey Anthony and her daughter. And you have to, I have to ask you, as someone who now is a parent and is something of an expert on parenting, how can things go so wrong for a mom?
Well, from having been in the very difficult throes, life can be challenging when you're a mom and you know, not knowing where to turn. And so I would suggest getting parenting mentoring. We have mentoring coaches for, we have life coaches. We have, you know, if you want to be a swim team expert, you get a swimming coach. But having a parenting coach is a really good idea because it has a huge impact on your child. And, you know, our society isn't set up anymore where the parents and the grandparents are necessarily the coaches anymore.
Sure.
So it's good to reach out for a parenting coach.
We have an email here from a listener, Samantha, who's in Nebraska, and she wants to know, can a working mom have it all? Can you have a career and be a good mom? And what are your thoughts on that? Because you did both.
Yes, it's a challenge again. And the main thing is connecting with your children and letting them know how much you care and love them. In the book, I talk about acceptance and how to give acceptance to your child in a way that they know that they are absolutely adored by you. And that's really critical for overcoming a lot of difficulties that they're facing, that the child faces. So you can do this, and I'll give it all. You're gonna have to sacrifice some things. The house might not be as gorgeous as you wanted. That's okay. In 10, 20 years from now, who's going to care whether there was a little bit of dust or a lot of dust or whether your child is amazing?
I guess it's all a case of perspective. And by the way, you can get a free chapter of Radical Giver by Patty Thor at freechapter.weebly.com. When we get back, we'll answer your parenting questions with author Patty Thor. Hang on, it's the Burke Allen Show. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show. Talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You could also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit GreatVideoTool.com today. That's GreatVideoTool.com. Do it now. GreatVideoTool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com and experience Dark Force.
Thanks for listening to the Burke Allen Show. Our number is 718-506-1944. That's a free call if you're in the New York City metropolitan area. A beautiful sunny day from our Washington, D.C. broadcast studios. And Patty Thor joins us on the phone. She is a parenting expert and author of the new book, Radical Giver. And she is radically giving away a free chapter of the book. If you'd like to log on to freechapter.weebly.com. Patty, you mentioned something earlier in our conversation about discipline. And that's always the tough thing with your kids. You love them, and you have to steer them right. And you used a phrase that I wanted to ask you about. You said athletic discipline. What do you mean by that?
So often we think of discipline as, spanking, correction, et cetera. And you know, yeah, we need to correct our children because we want them to go the right way. But I also talk about discipline in the terms of what an athlete needs. An athlete needs to have the discipline to want to go to practice. He may not always want to, but to go to practice regularly and do what needs to be done. So I help parents to instill that into their children, to teach their children to be self-disciplined. So you're giving your child discipline in that way. It's also important for parents to know it's okay to set the rules. Our society is kind of twisted that way, where the parent or the children are doing the parenting. It is okay for the parent to set the rules. And your rules are going to be different than my rules, that are going to be different than my neighbor's rules. And that's okay. That's okay. So we need to teach our children how to be self-disciplined within the rules that are given.
So it's almost, since you used athleticism, it takes on a coaching
exactly.
analogy. Very much like
exactly.
coaching your kids. The book is Radical Giver, and in it, Patty gives some secrets on parenting. She says, of course, that she was not a perfect parent. However, you've raised lots of very successful kids, including twins, God help you. So Patty, obviously it's not, you know, sitting around eating bonbons all day. What was the most challenging part of having this house full of kids?
Probably personal sanity.
Understood.
You know, trying to keep your wits about you, because your day and your schedule is so chopped up as a parent. You know that you set out goals, but then, oh, by the way, they forgot their lunch, or they forgot that you're supposed to be at this meeting or that meeting, and you know, we need help with this homework, or you know, and so it gets chopped up. And so trying to keep focused with these little bitty pieces of your schedule getting chopped. And anybody that's been around kids long enough, yeah, they're all nodding.
Now, you touch on something that I think has become a bigger issue in the last several years, and that is the over-scheduling of our kids. What do you have to say about that?
They need downtime. And I'll tell you, it's really, you need to find out the personality of your child. Because I have, of the four kids, I had some that absolutely loved to be into everything. And then I had one that, I mean, if she was into one activity for the season, that was plenty for her. She wanted lots of downtime. So you want to work with your child, because, you know, they need to know, they need to be able to relax and have at home time if that's their personality.
What would your kids say were your biggest strengths and maybe some of your biggest weaknesses? If we were to ask the Thor kids about Mom, who now has written a book about parenting, what would they have to say?
I think one of the things that they said, that I was always honest with them. I have a chapter on this on truth. And, you know, we did something very controversial. We didn't do the Santa Claus Easter Bunny thing.
Really?
That is hugely controversial, but we opted not to do that. What we chose to do is say, hey, we celebrate Santa Claus like he's a pretend character, like Mickey Mouse is. And so from the beginning, we always told them, hey, you know, he's a pretend character. We celebrate it for fun. You know, it was based on some, you know, St. Nicholas and some, you know, some good, good role models. But so the funny thing is with that, Burke, that my youngest daughter, being the youngest of the four, actually listened to the peer pressure and the news and the media. And even though we were telling her that Santa isn't real, she bought into it anyway because of the peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she found out, she saw Daddy and I putting out the packages, she's like, oh, he really isn't real. And from that time on, she's believed us over peer pressure every single time. I have a 16-year-old that is not interested in what the peers have to say. She comes to me because she knows I'll give her truth.
Interesting. The book is called Radical Giver, and Patty Thor is the author. She is giving away a free chapter if you'd like to log on to freechapter.weebly.com. And that is, by the way, Patty with an I. And Patty, thank you so much for sharing your strategies for parenting with us. Great information, and I appreciate you being on the show today.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You bet. Patty Thor, our guest today on The Burke Allen Show. Thank you for listening. Now, go out and make it a great day.